As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, she's been dating a guy for a couple of months with a great origin story, but she just found out his origin story is not true.
Ooh.
So should she dump him immediately? All right, if you ever have any kind of drama or you need advice, you can always hit us up at theburtshow.com, shoot us an email, and we'll try to help you out. And hey, who knows? Maybe somebody in the Burt Show fam has been through something similar. But the email goes, good morning. I'm going to try and shorten this story just a bit, but it's a wild one. A little over a year ago, my husband cheated on me and left our family 11 days before Christmas. The divorce process has been messy, to say the least. Thinking about getting back out into the dating scene in my 30s with three kids is overwhelming. I barely dipped my toe in the beginning of this year. Just started with Facebook dating. It wasn't the most encouraging to start, but I ended up matching with a guy I became interested in. While he is located a few hours from me for work, he immediately put in the effort and made the trip for just a few hours of my time. He opens all the doors. He sent me flowers. He made the trip multiple times. He told me he's from out of state. He's been married once and has three kids. Now, I'm that FBI friend you call when you want to find out everything about somebody. So I've done a little digging myself. And I think he's been married at least twice and may have 5 to 6 children. Now I'm questioning everything, but anything I've asked, he either has some excuse I can't prove otherwise, or he gets defensive. Part of me thinks I should just cut and run regardless, but also I want to know if I'm crazy or if he's just a liar.
Well, you lost me at Facebook dating because I don't feel like you could trust anybody on Facebook dating. I don't know why, but it just seems like that is the rock bottom of trying to find your soulmate. Like, catch me in 20 years, finally, like, settling down with, like, a 5'8 guy I met on Facebook dating. Like, that to me is what you would do on Facebook with this kind of guy. So, I don't know. I think if you think something's up, if your gut is telling you that something is up and you have some proof, I think that tells you all you need to know. I think we get so many red flags in the beginning of relationships that in the name of love and in the name of having a crush, we overlook because it's so much more fun and it's so much more exciting to just ignore it and enjoy the happiness that the first 3 months of a relationship can bring. But I think your gut will tell you all you need to know. Don't ignore it. And I think you got to be sussed out by this.
All right, let's go through the red flags.
Okay.
Shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so red flag number one.
Facebook dating.
There we go.
There we go. Wait, honestly, we could end it there.
Okay. I think red flag number two is that he lives a few hours away from you and he's the one that, like, it seems sweet and endearing that he's making the effort to see you. Mm-hmm. But if you've never had to travel to see him or he hasn't wanted you to do that, that is a red flag.
And he immediately put in the effort and made the trip for just a few hours of her time. I mean, I'm sure that's sweet, but it could also be a bit red flaggish.
And then we have excuses. And him getting defensive, which can be a manipulation tactic. It can be a little bit of gaslighting going on there. I know you went through, like, you waited a decent amount of time because it's been, you know, over a year since, you know, you went through the divorce process and you're just dipping your toe in. I feel like you could dip your toe in with a better candidate.
Yeah, there's just so many people out there that you could try that are not on Facebook dating. May I recommend Hinge, the cesspool of all dating apps? But you will find at least one person on there that is a little bit endearing that won't make your red flag radar go wee wee wee.
All right, so Abby, Lisa wants to call you out. She says Facebook dating is not rock bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello, you all. Yeah, I just want to say that Facebook dating is not rock bottom. I know several couples who met and had success on Facebook dating, as well as just being in the DMs. I have high school classmates who've met. I'm in my 50s. I'm 52. I'll be 52 in May. So I don't know if age has something to do with it, but I'm on all of the apps. So I do not think that Facebook dating is rock bottom. It's just another tool, the same way Hinge, Tinder, Bumble, and all the others are. And you get the same weirdos and cheaters on Bumble and Tinder and Hinge. So to me, it's all the same, and it's not rock bottom. And do not throw Facebook dating away.
All right, so Lisa.
Success. Yes.
Thank you for calling, Lisa. Also, if you had to give one dating app the title of rock bottom, is there one that you would give that title to?
Well, only because of I'm only on Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge, so I would just have to say Tinder.
Got it.
I ain't mad at that.
Because that's just your booty call app, right?
Yeah. That's all that is.
Tinder, it's 1 a.m., you're lonely, you need someone to hold you down at night. That's Tinder.
Yeah, I think she should run. Trust your instincts on this one for sure.
Yeah, this just doesn't, it doesn't seem worth it to me.
Not at all. It's too soon for you to be going through this type of stuff with a guy. Like, if you got these instincts, get up out of
here. Yeah, log back on to Facebook dating and find yourself somebody else.
All right, so we're going to take one more call. We're going to take Tina, Abby, because we might have to get you to drop all the other apps and get on Facebook.
What? Ooh,
Facebook dating.
You're next.
Hey, Tina, welcome to the show. What do you have to say about Facebook dating?
I met my significant other on Facebook dating, and it's the best relationship I've had. And I know one of my best friends met her significant other on Facebook dating, and they're very happy. And I've tried other dating apps like eHarmony and Match, and all I came across were creeps on those apps. But on Facebook dating, I was the first person that I went out with on Facebook dating, and it's been wonderful since.
Congratulations. All right, Abby, are you willing to do a little scientific research?
You know what? I'm willing to do anything in the name of love. But when I end up at the bottom of a ditch somewhere because someone has murdered me, I'm blaming you guys.
You're on The Burt Show.